And how is that attached?
What do you mean? You nailed your two befores to each post, see?
Oh, I see, okay.
And then you nailed your palings to your two befores.
Mm-hmm.
You might have three. See, one in the center, one at the bottom, and one at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And you nail your palings into the two befores.
Mm-hmm. What do you use a pale fence for? Or around a yard or something?
Right, around the yard is usually.
Yeah. And is that also called a picket fence?
Yeah, a picket, a paling fence.
Uh-huh. Okay, I just...
All this testing to see if we old folks got to say it there. That's what you...
No, I think it's to try to educate me, because I know nothing about fences. Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences? Are there different kinds of rail
oh,
fences?
Oh, yeah, you have oak rail fences. You have... black locust rail fences,
mm-hmm.
Different kinds of wood.
Mm-hmm. Is there any special reason for using different woods?
Sure, you take different woods last longer than some of the other woods. You take black locust will last longer than oak,
mm-hmm.
and cedar will last longer than oak.
Mm-hmm. Cedar's so pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, can you think of any other kinds of fences besides pale fences or rail fences that you see a lot around here, that are used a lot?
Well, you have barbed wire fences, you have woven wire fences.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard of people back before my time making bush fences.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of a slat fence?
Slat fence,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would that
fence.
Be?
That would be just small strips of slats,
uh-huh.
Nailed up similar to the way the picket fence is built.
I see. And what's a bush fence?
They cut down trees,
mm-hmm.
and throw them in a line. In other words, bushes and trees to keep cattle,
mm-hmm.
off of the crops. That's the way they used to do it back 75 or 80 years ago. Where they didn't have the money to buy barbed wire or the time to fix rail fences and things like that. They just cut down bushes and trees to fence the cattle in off of the crops.
I see. We're talking about rock walls. And how do you put together a rock wall? Would you just pile the rocks on top of each other, or do you use some kind of mortar to keep them together?
Oh, yeah, you use mortar. Now, years ago, in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
it was some people that were talented in laying rock. My well out here, it's rock from top to bottom. It hadn't got a bit of mortar in it at all.
Mm.
The rock was laid in there, and they're just as smooth and pretty. You can walk down to the bottom of the well on those rocks and come back up on them. They're steady. And it's been there since 1864, I think you say.
That's wonderful. I'd like to see that.
I'll show it to you if you want to see it.
Okay, let's see. Back to the questions. if too many people are spending the night at your house and you make up beds on the floor, what do you call those beds?
Pallets.
Pallets? And what do you call low ground in a river valley?
It's bottom land.
Can you just name as many kinds of roads as you can think of, depending on, you know, what they're made out of, what kind of different roads you see?
Dirt, gravel, asphalt, cement.
Mm-hmm.